Expect Something Better. I want to welcome you to today's Grace to Grow, a Little Grace to Grow podcast. And I want to talk to you about that topic, Expect Something Better. Now, the text I'm going to use is intriguing. I think it will help you. We're going to go from Job chapter 1, verse 21. We'll take the last half of that particular passage. Job has just experienced the trial of his life. And here's how he responds. He says, "The Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." I read a quote by George Mueller that made me consider this scripture. God takes nothing from us that he does not offer us something better in its place. I like the quote, but I needed to reconcile it with what Job went through. If anybody experienced loss, it was Job. He lost his wealth, his children, his health, and his good reputation. I don't think Job was saying, "Yippee, God must have something better for me." I don't think he was saying that at all. Now, hindsight is 20/20, and we as the reader have an advantage on old Job. First, I must confess to be the man, confess that Job is the man God claimed him to be. He was a perfect and an upright man. And second, I am thankful God preserved this account of his life for us to find strength and hope when we have lost something or someone we love. What did Job gain that was better than what he lost? This is the question that must be answered if we are to find hope during our crises, during our grievance, during our loss. Better yet, let's talk about what the loss revealed before we talk about what Job gained. His losses revealed that his possessions did not own him, nor were they his little g gods. Yes, he hurt, and yes, he grieved. But he did not charge God foolishly like some do when they lose things or loved ones. Now let's consider his gains. He gained a greater understanding of God's sovereignty and grace. He gained a greater faith in the sufficiency of God. He gained a greater personal experience of God's mercy. He gained double the wealth he lost. He gained double the children, as he was able to have 10 more children and understood that those who died on earth were alive with the Lord and he would see them again. He gained a greater knowledge of human nature, especially through his friends. He gained the opportunity to forgive his friends and experience the healing power of forgiveness. You see, when he provided an offering for his friends, that's when the boils on his body disappeared. There's a reason that's recorded in the scripture. He also gained a reputation that was equal to Noah and Daniel. We find in Ezekiel 14:14, he's mentioned with those two men. He became the role model for the suffering saint. He gained a character that was gold. Job would say, when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold. And he earned a better reputation than he had before the trial. Our losses may feel like crosses, but if we remain faithful, we can expect something better. God bless you. I'm so glad you tuned in to listen. I hope you have a great week.